Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. And today, I want to talk to you about how to start a VA business. I'm going to touch on some of the high points, and this podcast goes with my blog series called The Ultimate VA Success Guide. So this is the first in a series of podcasts that will go with the blog posts that belong to my, again, VA Success Guide. So let's get started. First of all, this is a great time to start a VA business. Why? Because the online business world is growing by leaps and bounds. Two, we are the support backbone. We being the VA industry, we're the support backbone for online business owners. And I'm not talking just about necessarily only online business owners, but also ones that have, let's say, a brick and mortar business as well, because now everybody needs to have an online footprint. And so really, the world is expanding and the need for qualified professional VAs is also expanding. Now, with that expansion, the industry is changing. It's really moving away from being admin-based focused. So originally, you know, back 20, 25 years ago, believe it or not, the VA industry has been around that long. It was really an admin-based business. People provided admin services virtually from their home to brick and mortar businesses and then eventually went into the online world as well. But as this online world has grown, as the VA industry has grown, there's more of a need for skilled professionals that are not admin based. Because let's be honest, clients can do their own admin work. I'm not saying that they should. But they can. They can answer their phone. They can do their email. They can, you know, do their calendar. They can do data entry. They can do all that types of stuff. But they can't manage the technology that makes their business possible. There's a lot of moving parts to being an online business owner above and beyond admin services. And so in-demand services are really outside the admin world. They're really around strategic and what I call technical skills. Strategic skills are where you can actually help create a strategy for a client for a number of things. For instance, marketing or a website or sales funnels. And then the technology is how you implement that strategy. You use technology to implement a sales funnel. You use technology to create a website. And those are the skills that clients are really after. Not only that, if you're someone like myself who was not interested in admin work, that just isn't me, that's not my jam, but you want to be in the VA industry, it's not just admin. I was also someone who needed to make a substantial amount of money to quit my soul-sucking job. I had to replace a six-figure income. Can't do it offering admin services. I did it by offering those high-end tech and strategic skills, so it's doable. And that's the direction that the industry is moving. Plus, the beauty of offering those strategic and techie-based skills is they're freedom-based, which means it gives you the freedom to work when and where you want. When you're doing admin work, you're stuck in front of your computer during business hours. That isn't something that I wanted either. Right? So that's number one. So we're talking skills when it comes to, you know, your business. The other thing is, if you want to have a long-term, sustainable business, you need to have a solid foundation. Don't be the trapeze artist that, you know, builds the plane as you fly it. Trust me, clients will see right through that. If you're not prepared to take on clients and deliver a quality service, and what you're doing is trying to figure out how to do all of that after they pay you, not a great way to A, start a business or run a business, but B, to create long-term relationships, because the industry is all about relationship-based, I guess you want to say relationships. you really want to make sure that you have that solid base, solid foundation in place before you take on clients. And so there are four key business systems, and those four key business systems are going to be operations, marketing, sales, and delivery. Those four pillars, if you will, are really what make up any online business, not just a VA business, but any online business. Those are the four systems that interlap and create your business foundation. But what it also does is, because it's an online business, it relies on technology to automate, which means it's running 24/7 without you. So if you want to be in this for the long haul, you want a sustainable business that's going to make you money so you can quit your soul-sucking job or travel the world, then you have to make sure that you have that solid foundation in place. Now, I would say a couple other things that are really key is your mindset. Really understand what you're getting into. What is the VA industry? There's still a lot of people that believe it's just admin. Well, it's not. It's so much more than that. It's really any kind of strategic or technology, or techie, I should say, service along with admin that you can offer to online businesses, any type of support that you can give them. The other thing I would say is, don't collect gurus. In other words, I did this when I started, is I collected just tons of research from different people, and they all said different ways to do the same thing. And it wasn't that one was right and one was wrong. It was just I had too much information and was confused. Find a guru, an expert that you resonate with, and follow their directions. And if it doesn't work, find a new one. But don't hoard or collect gurus. Know what it takes to be successful, regardless of what you see on social media that says, you know what? I started my VA business 30 days ago and I'm book solid and I'm making six figures a month. Would you like to know how? It's a hook. The chances that somebody can start a business in 30 days and be fully booked and be making six figures a year is slim to none. Now, I'm not saying it can't be done, but in reality, no. It takes time and effort. Remember, you have to build the foundation of your business first, and that takes time. But the beauty of that is, if you create a solid foundation, you'll never have to do it again because it's solid and it supports your business. Plus, it allows you to scale, which means grow your business. So have realistic expectations. And I think the last thing that's really important is that you take some type of action, right? It's action, not perfection. And I know I'm a recovering perfectionist, but it's important that you take consistent action every day. Otherwise, it's never going to get done. You are responsible for your success, nobody else. Find out what you need, do what you can, but make sure you're taking that action to get it done. And then have a business plan. Now, not your regular old business plan, right? Not like you would need to, start a brick and mortar business where you have to go get financing. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about really understanding why you want to be in business. Why are you starting a VA business? What does your perfect day look like? How many hours do you want to work? How many days do you want to work? How much money do you need to make? What's your baseline rate, which is so important? You need to know what your rate is because everybody's rate is different. This is not a cookie cutter business in any way, shape, or form. So everybody's rates are going to be different based on a number of factors. You need to figure out what yours is, right? So I have this business plan that has nine untypical or atypical questions, like, what's your why? How much can you invest? What's your schedule going to look like? What services do you want to offer? Who are you offering it to? And what do you need to get yourself started? Another thing, as I mentioned, were those key business systems. Very, very important that you have those. Remember, anytime you build anything, it always starts with a foundation, especially a long-term business. Make sure that you put the time and effort into that. Oh, I knew I was forgetting something. See? And probably one of the other things you need to be really aware of is the different types of tools that you need, because you are going to need some specific tools. And for me, I think one of the most important things for new VAs is to obviously have like an invoicing system, but also have a task management system and a way for people to schedule time on your calendar. All of that great, great stuff. So this was just really a high level again on things that you really need to be aware of when you're starting your business. I think probably awareness is key. You need to know what it takes, you need to know what to expect, and you need to understand the industry that you're getting into. What is in demand? What's not? Where is the industry heading? All of this information will be in my VA Success Guide. So if you're listening to this podcast, I'll provide a link where it will go into a lot more detail. I kind of skirted and kind of summarized it for you here, but this is going to give you some direction if you're floundering as to how to get started. This will send you hopefully on the right path. Thanks for listening. I will have a follow-up podcast that's all about getting clients that also goes with one of my VA success guides. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.